So what qualities do the Age of Miracles and the Dreamers share?
I mean, both books obviously involve some sort of disaster and some sort of, in a way, fantastical disaster, you know, not the sort of everyday disasters that we face in our real world. And I think in both cases, those kinds of premises, you know, one, a contagion of sleep, the other, a sudden swelling of the rotation of the earth, it was this way to explore how everyday people, ordinary people, respond in times of catastrophe, and especially sort of unexplained, inexplicable versions, in all the ways that their lives and their sort of ways of being in the world change in response to these extreme situations, but also the way all the things that stay the same. You know, people still fall in love, people are still raising their children, you know, all these kind of ordinary things are still going on at the same time as extreme events. And the other thing I guess I'd say is that they both allowed me to explore this sort of sense of wonder in the world, you know, so in the Contagion of Sleep and the Dreamers, it gave me this chance to explore, you know, this mystery of dreams and sleeping and human consciousness. And in the Age of Miracles, that sense of wonder, I hope, came from sort of the kind of wonder of life on planet Earth, just the kind of strangeness and miraculousness of the fact that our entire planet is tuned to this 24-hour day that the sun rises and sets every day.